Workplace Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm Rebecca Miller, your guest host today for Project Independence in You. We are at our last segment, and I just wanted to thank Jerry Berkson, who has been the co-host today and just really blew us away with his kind of rendition of old-time radio.
I know, and I like that.
Even did the commercials.
We're going to have to make him do that on our anniversary show,
I think,
too.
Yeah, I think yes. We could, like, that's right. Before we go to break, you can just run off one of those commercials.
Okay.
But, again, it was a great show. We had Dorota Nigro, who wrote the book Not Just a Number. We had Stephen Markowitz, the chairman of the Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center of Nassau County. Just really informative. You have to get there. They're open 7 days a week. Then, of course, Old Time Radio. And now we're at Talk of the Town. And, you know, I want to just thank, as always, Dan Cox, who is the station director, and Jillian Solero, the administrator, and Ryan Collins, who has been our engineer today. Thank you so much. The program's been very smooth today.
And thank you, my dear, for filling in last minute, as always, and just comes in like a professional every time.
Always a pleasure.
But it's great. And I just, you know, we always, you know, run out of time because there's so much to do. But I want to remind people, you know, obviously next week we mentioned, you know, that Madeline Singus will be here.
Yes, for a full hour, too.
And we'll have, you know, the Car Free Day segment. But on the following week, we have on Barry Klitzberg, who is one of the speakers at our conference,
right,
who will be
great,
doing Medicare 2020 updates. And we will also have on Detective Lieutenant Richard LeBron, who is going to talk about scam awareness.
Okay.
So the police department's been doing a lot of scam awareness. They did a program with North Hempstead. So it's really important they're here, they're beyond.
I can imagine that they're just completely inundated.
I know.
With scams.
I know. Every time I turn on the news, there's some kind of, with these phone scams. And, you know, what I, luckily now, a lot of phones I see, you know, it always, this doesn't happen on my phone. I got to figure out how to do that. But my husband's phone will say scam likely.
Yes, yes.
Which I think is so
great. Which is
great. Because
great,
it's
yes.
Really, I mean, it, you know, because there was on the news with someone, they were saying it's from the sheriff's office, and if you
right.
don't pay in a gift card, if you're having to pay in a gift card, chances
yeah.
are it's a scam.
It
I'm
going
to go with, like, across the board.
There's
like,
no
yeah.
one, you know, no
one's asking you to pay them in a gift card.
Especially the IRS.
Yeah.
You know, you have to really use
yeah.
your common sense.
But really tune in, because they'll give tips, and they'll also let right. us know different scams that are kind of trending,
right.
you know, now.
The other thing is, too, when a lot of these scams that, you know, they panic people.
Yes,
they
rush well, that's what they're fearing,
so you
course.
Don't have time to think about it. You know,
yeah.
that's just not going to happen in reality.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you got to really kind of just take a breath. When you get that call, when you get that text, when you get the email, take a breath.
And a legitimate organization, we always say, is not going to question you questioning them. You know, like
right.
the bottom line is, it's never a bad thing to say, listen, I'm going to have to call you back. Either ask for the number they get, or have the number that you know is associated with it. If it's PSEG, you know, hang up and call. Say, I'm going to call PSEG myself. Because, like I said, if they're a legitimate organization, they will... you know, accept you doing
right.
that. So
the best thing to do is not to pick up the phone call. You can
mm-hmm.
You can see that
yeah.
call coming. If it says private caller, or if it gives any number that you're not familiar with,
right.
don't
mm-hmm.
pick up your phone, because it's almost always going to be some kind of robocall, some kind of scam. And I've listened, of course, over the years to several of them, just for a short time. And when someone starts to say, your charge card is fine, but that's when you mm-hmm. hang up, because it's just somebody's going to try to convince you to do something. Or another popular one is, your computer has been compromised.
Yeah,
right.
That's really a popular
it's
one.
It's not compromising. Yeah. They're just trying to get you involved yeah. in something.
Right, right.
That's not right.
Right.
So you have to be cautious. You have to be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's always important to question. But definitely
yeah.
tune in on the 20th, And like I said, we'll have a big discussion on that.
Okay.
And then, of course, the 27th is our 8th anniversary show.
Yeah. Amazing.
Which is very exciting. I look forward to this every year because it's a great time to kind of just reflect on the show. We're going to have Supervisor Judy Bosworth there.
Right.
You'll get to hear from a bunch of our co-hosts we're going to have on the radio talking about their favorite shows and just memories. So it's really going to be a great celebration. So I encourage everyone to tune into that. And it might make you motivated to become a co-host. Who knows?
Yes. Yes.
We have
that's
a good time.
That's going to take we're going to meet here first in the studio?
Yep. Yeah, it'll be here. Yep. So at 10 o'clock, the show starts. All of our co-hosts will be here and they can listen to the supervisor segment. And then we'll have everybody come on and kind of just chat too. So it should be lovely.
I'm coming.
Rebecca will be
there. Well, the co-host roundtable is those of us who've been co-hosts.
Yep. Absolutely.
Interesting. And then a luncheon over in the Commons.
Yes.
Wow.
So it should be a really nice celebration for all of the people that are part of our radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So really, check it out. And like I said, if you ever miss a show, you are able to go to the Project Independence website and listen to any show.
Christina, do you have a count on how many shows you've actually done or produced?
Well, I mean, I figure it's every Friday.
Every
essentially,
Friday with some.
With some repeat. I mean, it's, if there's a repeat. Right. So that's a lot.
So we're
I don't have a calculator in front of me, but that's a lot.
Well, if say even if it's 50 weeks a year,
right,
you've done, that's 400 shows, right?
It's like really
close to 400 shows.
Yeah, it's really absolutely amazing.
Maybe it was, yeah.
And I always love to, because before their anniversaries, I always like to look over and see, and there's just so many shows, and it's just,
can you believe that?
Almost
400
shows. That's insane.
Because figure if you're doing 50 weeks, not 52,
right,
or even it's 375.
Yeah, that's still a lot.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people you conjure up. Usually it's two guests a show.
Yeah.
So you're talking a lot
and sometimes,
of guests.
Listen, sometimes we have three, which is, nice that we could sometimes get
right,
that on.
Right.
But it's a lot. But it's really
good
exciting.
Good job, Christina.
Thanks, guys.
Kudos to you.
I know. When I hear that number, it makes me so tired. but I also have scheduled October. We will have on Sherry Glasser. We'll be talking about the wellness programs at Silver Sneakers. We will actually have my aunt is coming on because she's retired now, but in her previous life, she worked for HRC and she did a lot of advocacy work.
Fantastic.
So she's going around now trying to go to libraries and stuff, talking about the power of advocacy.
And what week is that?
That is October 4th, the first
time.
And then October 11th, we're going to have on someone from St. Francis Hospital talking about October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we'll have on our newest councilwoman, Veronica Lurvy.
Oh, terrific.
We'll be on, so we'll learn a little bit about her. On October 18th, we're going to have Daniel Ezzo on to talk about Medicare Part D and medication management. And we will have a friend of the show, Ron Fatula, who is going to talk about how a living trust can protect your assets, which is certainly important. We always have Ron.
That's
such an
important show.
He's a great, great segment. And then October 24th, we're going to have on a doctor over at Northwell Health who's talking about combating geriatric depression.
Excellent.
And a fun segment, we have Lynn Dobin, who's a food and travel writer.
There you
so
go.
So she'll be on. So that's I'm very intrigued by that
one. That's a good one.
And she's involved in all different things, but this is kind of her passion. So she does a bunch of blogs with that. And that's a three-guest show because we also have on Caroline Sarikoff, who is the associate director over at the Gold Coast Arts Center, because it is the coming up
is
the Gold Coast International Film Festival.
Did I interview her last year? I think maybe.
Probably. We have her on every
year.
Yeah, we always have her on.
Yes,
But so she'll be talking about, because that's the festival starts the first week in November.
Okay,
so she'll be on talking about all the great films that they have there. So it's really a wide variety of shows. I feel like there is something for everyone. And as I was saying earlier, if you missed a show, you can go on our website and there's a little box. You could even just type in a keyword. And it'll pop up if the keyword's associated with the segment. So all of our shows, all of our 400 whatever shows, as we said, are archived
amazing.
On there. So it's really great, and I encourage everyone to check it out.
So let's ask, Christina, when you're booking a show, you're getting, how long does it take you to kind of like do? Do you do like 5 shows in advance? How far in advance do you go when you're?
So I usually try to be. I mean, sometimes it's great, and it depends. It's a lot of I'm like
callbacks.
A detective, and I'm just constantly hounding people, so that's a huge part of it. But I like to be in a month in advance. So when September kicks off, I like to have October done. So it's like you're always ahead of the game.
Yeah, you know? That's good. Sure. That's definitely
And sometimes
good.
I like when it's more. I mean, I already have the first week of November booked. So that made me very excited. It just, I like, you know, you want it to run smoothly.
Right, everything. Right. And it's great. I mean, how many co-hosts do we have all together?
Like, so we have, I think there's about like between 15 and 20, I would say, regular co-hosts, which is very exciting. I mean, that was something that really increased this year, actually, which is great, you know. But on the other hand, it's, I feel bad because, you know, there's only 4 shows a month.
Right.
So it's hard, you know.
You gotta, like, rotate. You gotta, yes.
So I have a whole rotation system in my office. It's like, you know, a whole, like, chart that goes on.
Right.
And I really also try to kind of find the right co-host for certain segments, too.
Right, absolutely.
Which I think is really important because certain people... you know, might have some kind of,
like, Jerry today was perfect.
Yeah.
Social studies.
That's right.
And having, you know, the chairman of the Holocaust.
And, you know, I really can appreciate, you know, I put material together for the co-host, but the fact that Jerry came in with his own material is also my favorite, too. I like that
as
well.
I was like, this is going to be an easy show.
I like that. Yes. I love it. But it's really great. And like I said, if you are interested in being a co-host, please call 516-869-6311 because it's as Jerry can tell, you just come in, you just have to ask questions and want to listen. You know, we're not asking you to be, you know, a radio star in your previous life.
I mean, we have about little more than 2 minutes left, so I want us to get to all the relevant
stuff. Yeah, so there's
up.
A lot of
flu shots are so important.
Yeah, so flu shots, please call up and register for that. And, you know, those are not, I want to tell people, not the enhanced flu shot.
Right, right. Okay.
So if your doctor, always talk to your doctor first. Okay. If your doctor recommends that for you, you know, get it through your doctor's office. These are just the standard, which I will say because they always tell me to say it and it makes me laugh every year. The shots are the regular quadrivalent flu vaccine that is latex and preservative free.
Okay. Sounds
just so
good.
You know.
Right. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't get a flu shot somewhere else. So if you happen to be somewhere and you get it, just give us a call. Give them and say you already got your flu shot. And that's what we want. We just
want
to make
sure. You know what's
interesting,
too, the nurse said, like, don't get your flu shots too early. Which was actually interesting because we did a lot of flu shots in September last year, and now we're moving to October because people were getting them done too early and the flu season was so long.
Right, right.
Are these the shots that are specifically made for seniors?
These are just the regular ones. So the enhanced senior one, if you need that, that you need to talk to your doctor about.
Okay.
Yeah, so they don't provide those.
Okay.
But like I said, call 311. Mm-hmm. To register for that, there's a bunch of dates and times you can get.
Basically,
all that.
Call 311
for everything.
Any
Absolutely.
Information, they will. If they don't have it, they will get you to the right department. They will get you the right phone number. Christina has like 20 press releases right here with all kinds of information. However, we are now really at the end. And again, Jerry Berkson, thank you so much for co-hosting. It was really great.
Been a pleasure.
It's
enjoyed
been a pleasure.
It a lot.
It was great. And to all our listeners and to Christina Liu and the radio station, thank you so much. Until next week, this is Project Independence in You. Have a great weekend.